Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, baby, here we go. It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and the Rangers are about to get things underway with the A's. The pregame is coming up at 6:30, the first pitch at 7 o'clock. You have the Mavs getting underway in Charlotte. The Stars preparing to host Buffalo tonight. It is an absolutely magnificent evening of sport. And joining us now to talk more about the Texas Rangers is your insider, pre- and post-game show host, and play-by-play man Jared Sandler. How the heck are you, buddy?
What's up?
Man, just wondering what the A's got going on this year. Obviously a franchise in a lot of turmoil. Is it same as last year here on the diamond?
Yeah, not a whole lot, to be honest with you. It's like we theorized in spring training. They had, like, at one point late in camp, they only had like 31 active players in big league camp, which is a very low number, really, you know, at any point in Arizona. And I mean, I don't know if this is the case. We kind of theorized, well, they just didn't want to have to pay more guys, you know, whatever you have to pay them for being in big league camp, you know, big league meal money, I don't know, whatever it might be. Like, unfortunately, it's just an organization that's incredibly cheap. And they have some individual players like Zach Geloff, who's their second baseman and number two hitter, who's a really fun guy to watch. But just overall, they don't have a whole lot going for them as a team. And I guess, you know, you could maybe say that they play hard and all that stuff, but there's just not a whole lot of talent, unfortunately. And I feel bad for that fan base.
A lot of urgency, I feel like, with the series from a Rangers perspective, though, because with as tough as this division is, these games against these bad teams might determine, you know, do you get to 95? Could you possibly get to 100?
Yeah, no, I mean, you need to beat up on the A's, right? There's no doubt about it. And that doesn't mean you got to go 19-0 or 13-0 against them, excuse me. But, you know, it'd be nice, I'd say, man, 10-3, right? Like, if you go 9-4 against them, which is, you know, losing one game each series, you probably, there's nothing wrong with it, but you probably feel like, all right, you know, in hindsight, we probably should have swept them once and taken, you know, 2 of 3 or 3 of 4 the rest. You definitely don't want to lose a series to them. Now, if you do, does that mean that you're, you know, it's just not going to work out for you? Listen, the Astros won the division. They got swept by the A's, I think, last year, or the Royals. I know they got swept by the Royals. The Royals were, you know, just as bad as the A's, pretty much. So it's not an indictment. It's not a death sentence. But, yeah, you're right, Gavin. I mean, these are games in April, and you know, you don't overreact. But at the end of the day, they count the same as a game in September. And if a division's going to be decided by a game or if, you know, a game or two, then you don't want to give away games against a team like Oakland.
How about Davis Wenzel making that big league debut at third tonight?
Yeah, what do you got on Davis Wenzel? I feel like he'd be right up your alley. I don't know why, but I feel like you'd be a big Davis
Wenzel
fan.
The mullet?
Yeah.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best, I mean, he's definitely in the conversation for best hair on the team at this point.
Yeah, did you do anything with Davis Wenzel, Eric?
I did not get the opportunity, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, you know, he's an interesting story. It was the team's. He was a first-round pick, 41st overall, as a compound guy. The Rangers took Josh Jung, then they took Davis Wenzel. They were the co-Big 12 players of the year, Davis out of Baylor, Josh, of course, out of Texas Tech. But it definitely seemed like there was, you know, way, way, way more fanfare and excitement for Josh Jung. And, you know, at the time when the Rangers picked Davis Wenzel, I think one of the sentiments was, man, he can really pick it, but I don't know, will he ever be able to hit? And he did not get off necessarily to the best start offensively in the minors. He also dealt with some injuries, but made some changes. Last year, he was tied for the AAA Pacific Coast League lead in home runs. He just absolutely demolished lefties last year, had a 1,200 OPS against lefties. And he has really turned things around offensively. He is still a really good defensive player, probably profiles best as a third baseman, and that's where he's playing tonight, but can play short, can play second, can play first. But he has made some significant adjustments with the bat, and he's getting an opportunity to showcase that now at the big league level. He was unprotected as a potential Rule 40 or as a Rule 5 acquisition guy. So the Rangers, because of his time spent, could have protected him, or in a lot of cases you would expect for a guy picked 41st overall, you protect him so that no team takes him in the Rule 5 draft. The Rangers elected not to protect him, and no team took him. Every team had an opportunity, no team took him. And so for him to kind of turn that around and be in the position he is in now as a getting ready to make his major league debut, that's definitely a credit to him with some adjustments he's made at the plate.
Sands, the 817 would like to say, can you guys boo that man for saying the Eclipse was overrated? So I just wanted to throw that out there.
I'm confused because, like, everyone's got their own interests, right? Like, yep. Everyone's got things they like that you might not like. The Eclipse just didn't do it for me. It was fine. I'm not saying, like, it was the worst thing in the world, but, like, I wasn't excited for it. It happened. I totally have not thought about it once today. And you know what? Like,
sorry to bring it up.
No, it's okay. But like, I will watch sports for 24 hours without going to sleep and rewatch and watch film and do that. Like, but people probably think that I'm an idiot for that. But like, that's what I love doing. The Eclipse, not something I loved.
Well, you know, there's always next time here in a couple, 2-3 more decades. Maybe your perspective will have changed by then. Let's talk a perspective on Heaney. You know, I'm used to him being up and down, but then I'm reading this article as the afternoon's gone on that his velocity is down. Is there something bigger at play?
Yeah, velocity down a tick or two. Well, you know, I think that's one of those things where you got to kind of bookmark it, see. Is it a mechanical thing? I don't know that, I think one of the inclinations is it a health thing? I don't know that it always is. It could be. I don't know that it necessarily is for sure a health thing. It could just be a mechanical thing and not optimizing body movement. So we'll see what they're able to gather. With Andrew Heaney, no, he's not a guy who relies on velocity, but at the same time, whether you're 99, but you're usually 99, but you're down to 97, or you're 92, but you're down to 90, or whatever it might be. You know, maximizing whatever you have with your velocity certainly is important. And so I think it's just a little bit of inconsistency. He kind of got hosed on some calls in that first inning that maybe could have changed the complexion of things. But as we talked about yesterday, that's just a part of it. And you got to be able to bounce back. And unfortunately, he just wasn't able to do that economically with his pitch count.
Hey, Jared, there was a lot made about Wyatt Langford and the type of season that he might have. As you get through this very early part of it, how do you think the adjustment has been made to the major leagues, and how about playing every day?
Yeah, I think playing every day, you think about he came from college. He got a little bit of a taste of that, as a minor leaguer. But when you're in college, you're not playing every day. You're playing maybe a Tuesday, Wednesday, but you're playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
There's an adjustment. Listen, Broadus, you get this, right? Because you've experienced this. You've been around athletes who they're going to be stars, and fans want them to be stars right away.
Right.
And it takes a little bit of time. And he had a great camp, and he excited a lot of people. But, if there was any thought that he was going to just dominate Major League Baseball from the word go for 6 months. It just that's not realistic. And no matter, you get suckered into it, because no matter how often you see this story play out in a lot of different ways, but almost never in the way where the guy just is, you know, dominating the game, you know, from day one, you still think, oh, maybe he's going to be that guy. I think part of why the Rangers felt really good about having him up right away, there are two things. One, because he's got strong foundational hitting skills. He's not a guy who's going to swing at every single pitch thrown his way, and he'll work counts and draw walks and put himself in favorable spots. But two, his ability to adjust and his ability to take some of these lumps. And so I think it's an exciting part of it that the Rangers have still had the success they've had offensively. Wyatt Langford has not, you know, necessarily been great. Evan Carter's been getting on base but not slugging. Corey Seager's been getting hits but not slugging. And, you know, you look at all the guys who they're not off to these, you know, white hot starts, yet the Rangers are still finding ways to score runs. I think it's a big testament to how deep and how strong this lineup is.
All right, we're on with Jared Sandler. We'll come back and talk a little bit more. Pre-game's coming up at 6:30. Got to talk about the starting pitching matchup and an exciting time for Rangers fans getting set to tune into this game. That's coming up next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on your home of the champs.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, Nation. We got five more minutes here with Jared Sandler. Pre-game's coming up at 6:30. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable accidents happen. Frankel & Frankel, go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333, or jump online to truckwreck.com. Sands, we got you.
I am here, present and accounted for.
Right on. What do you think Evaldi's going to do tonight? How's he match up with this lineup, and who's he opposite?
Yeah, so, you know, he's just in recent history, he's pitched really well against the A's, and that includes some Athletics teams that were actually competent and could swing the bat a little bit. This group, not so much. They're just, I don't want to make it seem like, oh, the Rangers are just going to fall asleep and win three games in a row. But the reality is, call a spade a spade. The A's are not a good team. That's just, it's unfortunate, but that's just the reality. They could still go and kick your butt tonight. That's Major League Baseball, but it would be tough for me to honestly try and tell you that the A's are going to present some major challenge. But if Nathan Eovaldi isn't executing, falls behind, stuff like that, who knows? Alex Wood is pitching for the A's. He's a lefty, kind of a funky release, funky delivery guy. He's been around the block. He's pitched for the Giants. He's pitched for the Dodgers. I don't want to say a junk baller, but he's kind of a junk baller. He doesn't even throw a four-seam fastball. He throws a sinker. He's really a sinker slider guy, and he'll throw his changeup to righties. But he's a guy who's going to rely on deception, but hasn't gotten off to a great start this year. He's definitely someone who's gettable.
Yeah, I remember when we were out there at camp, Jared, I think he pitched against Kansas City, and they roughed him up pretty good.
Okay.
I remember that. Yeah, because you're talking about the motion. Yeah, he was not very good. And I remember Evaldi last year at a game at Oakland, a complete game. That was when he was on that little bit of that run.
Right.
With the strikeouts and the complete games and all that stuff that he was working on.
You think 7Ks tonight, good thought there for Evaldi?
Is that the line or something?
Like 6.5.
Yeah, I would take the over there.
Sweet.
I mean, I don't – we might
want to – More on the Prize Picks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Daily Fantasy. It's
for
perfect.
Sure. Sponsorship.
I love fantasy baseball this time of year.
I know. Yeah. You were sending me your mocks a few weeks before the season. I really enjoyed that.
I'm trying to figure out, like, when it's total bases and you get walked, that counts as a part of your total bases, correct? Because I think I might have got shafted out of one of these the other day.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. So, no, you don't. Walks typically don't count towards total bases when it comes to that sort of thing.
But Mike Trout hit that homer, so you ended
but
up
he
being
did
okay.
hit the homer, so Mike Trout. But I had a little, you know, you got Evan Carter, and I'm thinking total bases more than 1.5. He's going to get at least one walk. He did. Unfortunately, that doesn't count to the total bases, so that's educational for me. Jared, thank you for that.
Yeah, no, it's Prize Picks, man. I like this. Is good. I love that you're in on this.
Yeah, Jared Sandler's appearance brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And could you one more time for us clarify that catcher's interference rule? I think Stephen Weatherford was texting about that.
Yeah, no, I'd love to. I'd also love to. I'm curious, what time was the party today for the path of the moon and the sun? Because today's path of the moon and the sun won't happen for another 30 years, right?
Party's at my place, Jared.
It's actually 300.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Hey. Go ahead, Chief.
I was just wondering if it's true the rumors about Max Scherzer dominating his bullpen today.
Oh, yeah. No, he did. He definitely dominated it, and that's good to see. I will tell you, though, I've never seen anyone approach and actually execute a bullpen with as much intensity. I think, like, the spittle that comes from his mouth or whatever during a bullpen is about as strong as anyone's that has ever probably thrown a bullpen, especially while rehabbing. But, yeah, he continues to make progress. It's been good to see, and you know, hopefully we're going to see him in maybe a little bit over a month.
Him and Joe Palumbo, one of a kind.
Yeah, the pregame. Yeah, your favorite.
The pregame show now just 7 minutes away,
wow.
Live here on your home of the champs. Jared, we'll let you get set to rock and roll and have fun tonight, buddy.
See you, fellas.
There he goes. He's Jared Sandler, a pre- and post-game show host. A must-follow on X, by the way, at Jared Sandler. Okay, it'll be another 6:30 show tomorrow, and then Thursday is day baseball, by the way, 1:30 on Thursday. We got to go. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control. Thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video, 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Of course, Wolchuk and Schiafalo and Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.